if you're somebody that has Apple Plus or a broken jailbroken Fire Stick, or somehow that you are able to watch The Morning Show, which is the Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon show that was on. So the first season ran. People loved it. I thought it was terrible. I did not think it was a good show at all. I did not get it. In fact, I canceled Apple Plus because I was like, I'm not sticking around for this bullshit. Anyway, season two is up. Apparently, it's great. People are loving it. It's better than season one. It's getting people to sign up for Apple Plus. It's so great. So Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon are doing press together. Mm. And the very first thing they do together was a morning show in England on the BBC. And they get on this morning show. And here's the problem. If you think there's a, you know, there's a time difference. So Jennifer Aniston is in LA and there's a big time difference anyway between LA and London. And now it's the morning. So she's getting up early, like early, early to do this interview. And she's usually not this brain dead. And as somebody who's worked in morning radio, and when you first start, it, you know, if you get up every single morning at the same time, you're fine. But if once in a while or in a blue moon or one morning, you suddenly have to wake up at 2 a.m., your brain is not awake yet. Jennifer Aniston did this interview. Reese Witherspoon was fine, answering questions, ba-boom, 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 not a problem. She's a morning person. Jennifer Aniston was not quite awake. Her brain wasn't. She looked great. But they had asked her about preparing for the morning show. And she said that she had gone behind the scenes at Good Morning America and spent like a week or something hanging out at Good Morning America, just seeing how they do it. Mm-hmm. And they were asking her about that and what she learned by being there. And this was her response.
Just the slow burn that it is. It's you know, you're it's a very vampire state of life, that mind that you guys live in. It's in the middle of the night and it's a slow moving train. And I got there at 5 o'clock in the morning and it was kind of, the hallways are sort of quiet and, you know, people are just slowly waking up. And then all of a sudden the wheels just, the train starts moving and it gets, you don't know how on earth the show is going to be put on live at 7 o'clock, as though nothing, not even a bead of sweat has taken place.
I'm going to be honest with you. Jennifer's pretty much sold it to me that she's not a morning person.
Ouch.
So I'm going to ask you, are you a morning person?
Did I sell that to you?
A little bit.
Did I get a good deal?
So, yeah, I mean, he gives this dig to her, like, ouch. Like, how do you say that to Jennifer Aniston? I mean, clearly she was hemming and hawing. The whole interview was like, she couldn't get a thought together. She couldn't finish an entire thought. But, you know, it's Jennifer Aniston. You let it go. You move on. You just let it be. He had to call attention to it by saying that to her. That was so rude.
Here is the reason she was like this. And it's not the time difference. It has nothing to do with that. What I've heard from people that know her, because you know, I ask tons of questions when somebody says they know her. I got to know what she's, what she smells like, how tall she is, what it's like to be near her, blah, blah, blah. What I've heard about her is she has, like Sarah Silverman, the best weed.
Oh.
So if you now go back and listen to that with the weed in your mind,
yes,
she makes total sense.
Right.
Then you go, right. Now when you listen to it, put it in your head that,
okay, play it again. Let me think of her as stoned
the slow burn that it is.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you're, it's a very,
wow.
Vampire state
Vampires.
Of life, that mind,
yes,
that you guys live in. It's in the middle of the night.
Yeah. The night, yes.
California is legal weed.
And it's a slow-moving train.
She has the best weed.
And right. I got there at 5 o'clock in the morning.
She hangs out with Seth Rogen.
And it was kind of, the hallways are sort of quiet. And,
right,
you know, people are just slowly.
She blazed right before she went on.
Waking up.
I can almost tell you what kind of gummy this is that she took.
Before the gummy, did she smoke? Did she have a gummy? Which one?
No, this is gummy high.
the train starts moving and starts moving, and it gets, you don't,
it's a train, the train starts moving,
how on earth the show is going to be.
She's trying to do it right, but she's kind of high.
Put she train, might not it's a have, train
she might not have blazed up before the interview, but she probably,
oh yeah, she did. No. Yeah, you convinced me. That's it.
She's awakened Baker.
They're vampires and the train's on, moving
live at 7 o'clock, as though nothing, not even a beat of sweat has taken place.
Yeah, listen to her beginning.
Just the slow burn that it is. It's.
Mm-hmm. Mm. See, nothing to do with the time difference.
She needs a cookie.
That's what it comes down to. She was completely blazed out of her mind.
Right. That makes, now I understand the whole thing. Thank you very much for explaining that to us.
Yeah, the whole time I'm watching it, I'm going, nah, she's just high.
No, she's stoned.
Yeah, it's I know exactly what that's like. It's like the time on the air when I mistakenly took Ambien.
Oh, right.
While I was on the air, that sounded like me.
I forgot about that. Right. There was one time that Anthony and I were on the air and you were supposed to be taking some other pill, but because you were so tired, you took Ambien instead.
Yeah, because in the morning I would just take pills and put them in my pocket and take them to work, because right. I would take a pill around, I don't know, 7 o'clock or something like that. But I ended up taking an Ambien out of the bottle instead of a real pill.
I saw you start to go away, like, wait, what's happening to him? And suddenly you were just sort of like, the eyes were closing, you were just, and I was like, wait, what's going, are you okay, what happened? You said, I took an Ambien by accident.
I know that feeling when it's coming on, and I just, yes. I was in a commercial break and I looked at Cooper and went, you gotta get me coffee.
And I was plying you with coffee because I don't drive. You had to drive us home too. I was like, he's going to drive us home on Ambien. It's been one of those stories that, like, we make the front page of Newsday. How do they end up in a pool?
It was so plastered. So I know what the feeling is like, and I feel sorry for her. And she had some really good weed.